Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from the lovely confines of somewhere deep in the heart of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
What's on
your mind? I want to jump right in at Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
From Friday evening to Monday morning, gun-controlled Chicago had 22 people shot and wounded. That doesn't count the 14-year-old and 15-year-old brothers who were murdered in front of their school on Friday. Welcome to Lori Lightfoot, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a total of 46 people shot last week. The total is now over 3,600 people shot this year by the drug gangs who control Chicago. Let's put that in perspective. A person is shot every 2.5 hours. I wish Chicago were our only failed city, but it's not. Baltimore had one more person shot to death last week. Like Chicago, that number is down considerably from the previous week. That brings the total in Baltimore to 281 people shot and killed. I mentioned those cities, those particular examples, because both cities boldly announced their extremely strict gun control laws. If mountains of ink on paper would make us safer, then those cities should have been paradise years ago. That doesn't work. It takes more than bad laws and press releases to actually stop violent criminals. Bill, thank goodness for you and GCN, because, yeah, what the big city media doesn't tell you is that we're not all the same. And so many people get their news from big city stations, they think that their city is like Baltimore or like Chicago, media centers. Each year, most counties in the U.S. won't have a single murder. Not with a gun, not with a club, not with a knife. None. Violence is localized. More than half of our murders come out of less than 2% of our counties. Our murders are from our failed cities. Well, and also from the politicians who killed them with bad laws.
Well, did you see with Lori? Now, Lori Lightfoot got out there, and I think it was Colorado Springs. Now, she was very indignant about what happened at Colorado Springs.
Yes.
But she made no mention at all about what happens at home.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Well, they need an excuse. I mean, when you killed your city, when you destroyed businesses, when people can't get jobs, when addiction is high, when families are broken, rather than address those issues, you have to have something to blame. Sure, blame guns. I'm just glad I'm still able to get those statistics, even though they embarrass Democrat mayors. It seems that apparatchiks in the Biden, working through politicians in the Biden administration, want to have the statistics changed about armed defense particularly the studies done by the U.S. Center for Disease Control, that number, what was it, 700,000 to 2.5 million?
Yep.
They go, we got to get rid of that 2.5 million. Just yep. take it down. Take yep. that fact down. Wow. I mean, there are real reasons to have questions about armed defense, how often it happens. I want to go over those. Do you have a second?
Certainly.
Okay. The question sounds so straightforward. How could it possibly be ambiguous? How many adults used their guns in self-defense last year? Okay, used their guns. What if you didn't use your gun? Someone breaks into your home, you're the mom in the house, you grab the family shotgun. Oh, you don't qualify under that statistic. You didn't use your gun. Okay, what if you're one of the 20-year-old boys defending your younger siblings? You're not considered, quote, an adult over 21. Oops, you disappear off the statistics. Now, here's that's very, in my mind, very straightforward. Okay, we need to ask very precise questions. But how about this one? You've walked into lots of stores, maybe some jewelry stores, almost all pawn shops, certainly gun shops. Was the storekeeper who openly carried a firearm on his hip deterring robbery and physical attacks? How about the convenience store owner late at night? To me, those are the ones that are hard to qualify.
Well, I mean,
anyway,
with that kind of stuff, I mean, so many questions that can be brought up and put up in the air. All I know is this. All I know is this. I'm looking at the things that they're doing. And here's something for you to ponder.
Yeah?
You're a former Californian.
I am.
Now, in California, as in Canada, they have medically assisted suicide.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in California, they used to have a 15-day wait if you wanted to medically assisted suicide. If you wanted to,
right.
you wanted to commit that. You had a 15-day wait. In Canada, they are now suggesting to people like military veterans that are calling in with, you know, looking for treatment with PTSD, they're suggesting to them medically assisted suicide. They've okayed medically assisted suicide for people with mental health issues in Canada.
Does that seem crazy to you?
It does, but here's the part that I don't understand.
Okay.
At the same time, they are out there fighting gun ownership because of suicide.
Right.
In California, gotcha. In California, they have a 10-day wait to buy a gun. They used to have a 15-day wait to commit suicide. That has been shortened to 48 hours now in a new bill. It's okay for the state to kill you. For whatever reason you want to come up with in certain locales, and there's a bunch of states in the United States that have medically assisted suicide, but it's not okay for you to own a gun because you might kill yourself.
You can. I'm going to shorten that down because this is. I got to write about that. You can kill yourself tomorrow with the state's help.
Yep.
To commit suicide.
Yep.
But we don't want you to buy a gun because you might do something impulsive. We'd like you to cool off for a couple of weeks.
Since you got the idea from me, every time you use a vowel, you owe me a nickel. How do people find you?
That sounds good. Oh, that's easy. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. By the way, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast had its 300th episode last week.
Wow.
My blog is slowfacts.wordpress.com. And there, my writing's picked up at Animalland.
How long did it take to get 300 episodes for you?
The end of 6 years, starting the 7th.
Yeah, you know. It's a specialized podcast. More to come, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morris. We were just talking about the opening salvo of things that had caught his attention. So, what is next, sir?
I want to say thank you. You said since I used an idea you gave me, I owed you a nickel every time I used a vowel. Well, we were talking about this last week, and so I wrote about it. Prepping for your show, I noticed that the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, had been taken over by gangs. I wanted to see what happened. They still have 60% of the capital. And it reads like a horror story out of the Middle East. Gangs are raping local inhabitants. You know, oh, you're not affiliated with my gang. Here, get out and go with the with your cousins over in the next block. And we're getting a brutal reminder. The entire world is getting a brutal reminder about why honest and normally peaceful citizens need to have access to deadly force for self-defense. The Haitians, the innocent, unarmed Haitians are in this situation because of Haiti's restrictive gun policies. They make it almost, well, virtually impossible for honest citizens to be armed. And of course you read about that and go, wow, that's really a shame. It could never happen here. Right. And I'm telling you, it already has.
About to happen in Texas.
Where?
El Paso.
Oh, getting run over by all the immigrants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the El Paso mayor's declared a state of emergency saying that they can no longer assure the safety of the residents, which they could never have assured, and even if they were on the border. But, I mean, that's beside the point. Basically, they're saying, we can't do it anymore. We're out. We're done. You know, so I guess we'll see what we see. But all of the measures I see them taking have more to do with taking care of the immigrants than it does the people there. But, you know, even got Gavin Newsom out there that's beginning to complain. And the mayor of El Paso is a Democrat. Gavin Newsom is complaining about this. And, you know, Abbott's going to keep busing them. And maybe DeSantis will fly a few more to Martha's Vineyard or whatever, but El Paso and all of these boards, I would imagine where you're at, you'll see a little bit of that spillover because it'd be easier to get to Louisiana first. And, you know, it's about to get sort of bad, but it isn't going to be like it is in Haiti, without a doubt.
What I believe, and the statistics are amazing, it was 1/100th of 1%, so one part in 10,000, of the immigrants over the border had been sent to Denver. And the Denver mayor goes, this is a flood. We can't deal with it. Oh, dude, you open your eyes because here comes the wall of water.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that. And these stories, like the one in Haiti, you know, that sounds to me like one of the no-go zones in Paris that are controlled by Muslim gangs.
Right.
Au contraire, mon ami, remember here in the U.S., we saw extensive riots in Baltimore. Several hundred buildings were burned, including 27 drug stores that were looted. Was it over 200,000 doses of narcotics where we're going to let them express themselves with a riot? We had the takeover of several square blocks in downtown Seattle. Did that last a month or was it longer?
It was longer than it needed to be.
Right. There were nightly riots in Portland for almost a year.
Right.
Carjackings increased by a factor of threefold in Philadelphia. Look at Chicago. 3,600 people will be shot this year. Those are atrocities in our own country. Violent assailants released right back onto the streets of New York City.
Yep.
The guy that attacked the old woman with a baseball bat, boom, he's back out on the street the next day. Parts of San Francisco are uninhabitable because government officials refuse to prosecute criminals. You know? Oh, that's right. They were called mostly peaceful riots in Portland. I forgot that.
Right.
Took me a minute. Now, we could go through, there was dozens of Democrat-controlled cities that encouraged encouraged rioting last year. And I think that was so that they could say, see, you're oppressed, vote for us. And civilization is fragile. It takes one Democrat mayor and a Soros-funded district attorney, and the city near you can turn into Haiti. Wow. The mayor appoints a police chief. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like in New York, right?
Yeah.
Crime is down for the most part, but women murdered is up.
Wow.
And it's the strangers murdering women that they don't know that is the problem. Now, right now, you know, and it's... We have all of these little things that are a result of leftist policy. I don't remember yes. where it is, but I talked about it earlier. I think it might have been. Anyway, you got a guy who murdered his ex-girlfriend. Now he is transgendered, and he's begging for clemency. He transgendered 4 years ago after he'd been in jail for about 14 years. And he doesn't want to be put to death. But... And that indicates he doesn't want to be put to death because he claims he's mentally has mental health issues. Although he didn't, none of this came to light when he was, you know, going through his trial or anything 14 years ago. So the left has set up so many of these things, and they're playing to so many of these, little stereotypes that they've created that, there's a little, and you know what? I don't have time to get into it now. But what they've done has created something that means that for people like you and me, the fight goes on. And I'll explain this when we get back. But before we go into the break, if you would be so kind, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. Each one's a snack food, 20 minutes. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast that's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. That runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammo Land, Shooting Sports News.
Where most of the time he doesn't have to pay per vowel. Anyway, more to come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everyone to stay home and off the roads. Governor Kathy Hochul says more than 550 people have been rescued throughout the weather event, with more than two dozen deaths reported.
Our hearts are breaking for them, and we'll be there to support their families and get them through this, but also the people who are the ones who find their loved ones.
After a phone call with President Biden, she tweeted that the president promised to approve her disaster declaration after a historic winter storm smacked a western part of the state, taking the lives of 25 people in Buffalo. Meanwhile, crooks took advantage of the empty streets where snow and blizzard conditions made roads impassable.
New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city.
Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm.
That's Victoria Idoni reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Now then, Rob, you know, all these things you talk about when you bring up all these leftist cities and everything else.
Right.
What? So if you look at this generationally, the millennials, okay?
Right.
And the Gen Zers. They're the ones coming of age right now. Now, when we were coming of age, right? When we were coming of age, people like Rudolph Giuliani was cleaning up New York.
Right.
Now, Chicago was already Chicago, but there were areas of the country where it was still Democrats may have had a slightly philosophical difference on how to get to the goal. But Democrats and Republicans had a different way of getting to it, and it came down to you choosing who you wanted it to be. I believe with this philosophy, or I believe with this philosophy. Nobody was calling for anybody's head. Nobody was trying to get people to start flash mob or any of this other stuff. And the people calling for that, of course, are above our generation. But they're older boomers than you and I are.
Right.
Now, let me point something out here. And I just want your take on this. This fight that you and I should be able to talk on my show about training, the latest gun that came out, the latest holster that came out, how much fun we had at this event, how much fun we had at that event. We should be able to do that because we should have handed this off to the millennials and the Zers already. We should be enjoying our time. This should be what we're doing just to add some entertainment to somebody's day, to tell somebody about how this is cool and how that is cool. We're not allowed to do that because we have to constantly be fighting a fight that we've been fighting since we were coming of age.
Yep. Yep.
And the millennials, and I don't know where this started. I mean, my kids are millennials. I don't know where this started. I don't know how this became what it is, but the nation is weaker. And they listen too much to pie in the sky, and then we have 3,600 shootings in Chicago.
Right.
Because of promises made by politicians who are only intent on running somebody's life. And a lot of people nowadays are willing to give up freedom for this idea that they could be safe.
Isn't that interesting? They are so informed that they're fools.
Yeah.
They really lack
that's
wisdom.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. That's a perfect point. The perfect point is now we walk around with more information in our pocket than used to get out of the Encyclopedia Britannica, than the NASA had to send to the moon to get people there. We have more computing power in our pocket nowadays. We have so much information now, we're ruined. That's a great point. Great point.
Well, okay. Let's dig. Let's go past that soundbite.
Okay.
We want information. We grab a headline, but we don't read the article. We read the first three sentences. So all we have is the tidbit without the context that makes it important and that limits where it's true and where it becomes false. So a politician makes some statement, we need to do something to stop mass murder. Well, the typical mass murderer didn't grow up in a family, probably struggled with addiction, maybe struggled with sexual identity. He typically had planned his attack for years, so waiting periods do nothing. And since mass murder isn't a long-term career choice, background checks that look backwards at criminal history fail to find them time after time. And when people report these incidents to the FBI, hey, this guy said something really dangerous at school. It's not the FBI's neck that get, you know, that bureaucrat goes, oh, my bad. I'm sorry your school was shot up. Maybe I should have done something about that. Yeah, we didn't learn from that. Well, that is a heck of a tee up. Can I jump back to... 80?
Well, you can. I just want everybody to know that I'll be talking about this tomorrow too.
where are you going to talk about?
On here when I'm in monologue.
Oh, okay.
I just find it interesting that when I was a kid, when you would see guys that were in their 50s and they're in their 60s, they were taking up golf. And they were able to go do all the stuff that was really cool, right? Because they'd gotten to that station in life. And we, of course, grew up wanting to get there faster. We wanted to go tailgate. We wanted to go play golf. So now kids believe that they just should be, they have a right to it.
Beth Alcazar, USCCA. Pacifiers and Peacemakers.
Right.
Antonia Okafor.
Yeah.
Who else is in that generation?
There's a few people. I mean, I don't know.
Coleon Noir.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he's...
Right.
Yeah, he's a millennial. I guess he's in his 30s, yeah. There's a few of them. But, I mean, it's not the rule.
Right. Well, and now I wonder if... Alternative media. Okay. Neither you nor I are handsome enough to appear on contemporary TV.
Yeah.
But we are able to hang on another decade because of alternative media. And they're coming up through alternative media. Maybe alternative media has a longer career. You can do it for more than a few years. And that's why we're still in the running.
Well, that and, you know, it's the nature of things like talk radio. When you look at talk radio or audio, podcast,
right.
Talk radio, whatever flavor you want to take it from, We're not, you know, I'll tell you one thing I would never be. I would never be a female singer or actor.
Wow.
Because they get out there and they have X amount of years where they are just the biggest thing on the planet, and then you wake up one day and you're like, where'd they go?
Poof, right.
They're still famous, but they're not relevant.
Isn't that, it breaks my heart because they are some incredible performers, and you go, yeah, but you had one too many wrinkle to be the hot topic that somebody wants on a late night show.
Yeah.
Oh, what a heartbreak.
Yeah, I mean, I saw who was it that did it? Rosanna Arquette. Leftist is the day long. She did a little documentary called Searching for Deborah Winger, because Deborah Winger just dropped off the face of the planet, as far as, you know, like you're saying. And I'm sure she's still as good an actress as she was when she was in Officer and a Gentleman, and what was the John Travolta movie with the cowboy movie? I can't remember that, but I mean, she was very good as an actress, but now she's just, she's considered a has-been. I think in our particular genre, in what we do, as long as we, it's, especially with our topic, because it's always going to be a contentious topic. So, yeah, we have longevity, without a doubt. It's just, I'd like to have shifted and, you know, be out there talking about the latest gun and stuff like that.
Right. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have the political craziness to talk about?
All the time. A little bit here and there, but not all the time. Anyway.
Right.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock 'Em Up. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. All right, sir. One last
lane. Yeah, and you said, wouldn't it be nice if the world was a little more sane? We didn't lead the charge toward crazy. We're responding to it. It was right around Thanksgiving when President Joe Biden told reporters, and I'm going to quote him word for word, the idea that we still allow semiotic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no socially redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it, except profit for the gun manufacturers.
Yeah.
Close quote. I talked about Haiti when we opened the show. Their people are facing kidnapping, gang rape, murder. You know, they really understand the use of a firearm for self-defense. Here in the United States, we have between 1.7 and 2.5 million defensive gun uses a year where honest citizens, not criminals at all, use a firearm for self-defense. The way I think of it, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, stopping that much assault, robbery, rape, and murder here in the U.S., boy, that's the definition of redeeming social value. You know, even if old Corn Pop can't see it, what do you think?
Old Corn Pop. Gosh. I saw I'm going to answer your question, but I saw a political cartoon today where somebody in the cartoon is walking up to Joe Biden going, the Russians have sent a communique. They want Alaska and the nuclear codes back, and they're willing to give you a laptop for Hunter. He really isn't quite the joke as a president. You know, there are some that would say that, you know, that it has always been bad because guns were in society or whatever, but they weren't. I mean, when I was in high school, there were still people carrying guns to school because they would go hunting before school,
right,
or hunting after school.
Right.
We didn't have rampage killings in schools. We didn't have, there had been a killing at a school back in the 30s where a guy detonated some dynamite and killed a bunch of kids. And it's still the biggest loss of life due to for kids that I'm aware of in a school setting. But there's been so many people not wanting to take, well, like, I'll give you a good example. I'll give you a good example.
Yeah.
The Cremo parents, you know, the Highland Park shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that guy, he threatened to kill his parents. So, in exchange, yep. Right after he did that, his father co-signed on the FOID so he could buy the gun.
Which I don't understand, right? Yes.
He bought the gun in 2019.
Now, oh.
This would have been a year after the police were called and had confiscated his knives because of suicide and death threats.
Yep.
He was not placed on anything. He was not taken in. I don't know when they passed a red flag law, but he was definitely on the radar. And
yep.
And then he'd been locked. And my only summation, the only thing I can surmise out of this is that because this happened in 2019 when he bought the gun, all of this sort of fell through the cracks because of the COVID lockdown.
Oh.
What do you think?
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was...
He wasn't, quote, in school.
Right.
Everybody was remote.
Right. So, in 2019, he was... I think he's 22 now, so he's probably 18, 19 years old. So he's probably done with school, but he was
right.
He was not in a position where he was socializing with anybody, so he got to marinate for 2 years locked down.
Well, okay, here's another point. Addiction is a huge problem in my county.
Right.
We have income. But we've got to keep our kids sober so that they can go to work. And the argument is, oh, there's addiction or sobriety. And a lot of therapists argue, no, there's addiction or connection. If your life is filled with activities, with engagement with other people, you sitting there stoned in a corner isn't nearly as attractive. Like your buddies are going, you know, when you wake up, you should come play with us. And I think we're going to see a huge spike in addiction when the people who were put into isolation for 2 years. Wow. We wouldn't do that to prisoners. And if we did, we'd expect pretty horrible results.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't do that to prisoners. That's the other thing. That's the other thing. All the stuff that we do is counterproductive now.
How so?
Well, I mean, with prisoners, during the COVID thing, we let them out of jail. We're still letting them out of jail.
Yes. Yes.
We're still letting them out of jail. I just saw a video of a guy in Chicago. He had been paroled for a home invasion where there was two homicides. And he rolled up and he shot and killed four people. I mean, he had no compunctions about it whatsoever. He capped them both. He would cap them twice. And then when he'd walk up onto them, put a headshot into them where they lay it on the ground, just walked away. And we're letting people like that out on a routine basis in these blue bastions.
Yes.
And it's becoming almost, I'm waiting to see Snake Plissken show up. It's becoming so dystopian. That I'm just wondering who's going to ride in and quell it. Because it's not going to be the politicians. It's not going to be the cops.
Well, we know how to stop mass murder. It's going to be you and I.
Right.
I mean, there is no one else. We are the only ones there. I love that stat that John Lott produced. Was it just last month? He said in the last 2 years, when somebody's foolish enough to try and commit mass murder someplace that is not a gun-free zone, we catch them and kill them half the time, more than half the time.
Right.
Guys like you and me, you just, sorry, wrong food court. Bang. Next. Yeah. But you know what? So if the media had been telling the truth about those 2.5 million defensive gun uses a year, one, a fool would never try to commit mass murder in the United States in a mall in a food court because one out of a dozen of us has a gun in their pocket. And you and I would also have another motivation to carry. We would go, wow, just as not only my own protection, but to defend my community, to defend my neighbors in public. Not all of them can carry. I don't want my elderly neighbor to have to defend her life from a mass murderer. I'm still young enough. I'm capable enough. I can do that for her. We don't think of it as a Christmas gift when we go to the mall on the holidays and we go armed, but it is. And, you know, I think you mentioned it earlier. Hey, if you see maybe an older woman, a woman with her kids carrying packages out of the mall, why don't you hang back and make sure that she's going to get to her car safely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the human thing, The human thing to do. We're running out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense and Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That one runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is also picked up at Ammoland, where I write the Armed Citizens column. Bill, who's coming up next?
Oh, this was the third hour. You were the last guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You came after Dan today. You came after Dan today.
I'll get over it.
Yeah, you will. Anyway, back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It's always been about gun control. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Merry Christmas, Mr. Morse.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
As usual, this has been Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.